From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has executed 3 people this year, more than any other state except Texas. A traveling exhibit is now reckoning with the toll of the state's death penalty. The Art of Resistance includes works made by people on Alabama's death row and other artists. The Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist takes it in at a Birmingham church where some were questioning capital punishment.
The state of Alabama executed Gary Brown more than 2 decades ago for his connection to a fatal stabbing. But at a recent Sunday service in Birmingham, you could hear him preaching.
We serve a loving God.
In a bustling church foyer, an archival recording of Brown's sermons in prison plays aloud. Nearby, people stand with their necks craned, reading letters on a wall.
These are all letters written on behalf of Gary Brown, who was executed in 2003. The middle 4 letters are actually Gary's letter, where he's advocating for his own life.
That's Dr. Katie Owens Murphy, an organizer of this exhibit that's been traveling around Alabama. Today, it's at a Unitarian Universalist church. Owens Murphy says the letters include clemency requests from prison staff and jurors on Brown's case.
Obviously, the death certificate shows it was not successful.
The project began with a trove of materials people on the state's death row donated to Owens Murphy's school, the University of North Alabama. She worked with artists and the incarcerated people to bring the materials to life. The result includes salmon pink tiger lilies sketched by someone on death row, collages of death certificates marked judicial homicide, a black and white cell door drawn by Kenny Smith, who was executed by nitrogen gas.
I hope that even people who have not really thought about the death penalty at length learn something that they didn't know before that makes them question the process.
Alabama is among just a handful of states, mostly in the South, that have carried out executions in the last few years. Mississippi hasn't had an execution since 2022. In Louisiana, it's been more than a decade. Almost half of states ban the death penalty outright, saying it's expensive and the justice system isn't perfect. And advocates point to racist bias in some capital cases.
Art can indeed be a tool that challenges audiences to reconsider and take concrete action against injustice.
That's Anna McCooney, a University of New Orleans art history professor. She says political art, like this show about the death penalty, works on multiple levels. Using visual language, art communicates ideas that are hard to put into words.
Art can confront the unspeakable, can contend with, you know, very difficult subjects, and can help in that sense.
Artist and organizer Kerrigan Casey works with acrylics and recycled materials, and her work often centers Black culture. She's the lead artist on the project and helped put the show together.
I found it to be profoundly sad to be doing this kind of work, to know that some of these people that have submitted some of this work are executed already or no longer with us or due to be executed.
Casey felt connected to the project because her mom was once incarcerated. And she says she learned a lot.
Maybe I didn't know that someone could be executed because they didn't have the right representation or the IQ, or simply because they weren't the right color.
In the church sanctuary, congregant Kelsey McDowell examines a shoebox-sized cell made by someone who's incarcerated. Aluminum foil wraps a tiny model sink.
I can't even imagine sleeping in this, you know, let alone having to walk around and live in it.
McDowell once worked on a hotline that took calls from people in prison. She hadn't seen the whole exhibit, but what she'd seen was eye-opening.
Seeing it like this, it just gives me that much more empathy for the people that I've personally worked with and for people that I don't know who are in prison.
The professor and organizer Katie Owens Murphy says she wants people to reflect on the works and start conversations with families and friends.
I mean, the art, if nothing else, is colorful, immersive. It can be touched, it can be felt, and then maybe some of that engagement leads to some lingering thoughts afterward.
Advocates are pushing to stop Alabama's next execution, set for September. According to the Equal Justice Initiative, at least 170 people in the state have had death sentences reversed. The art show is ending its run in Huntsville and will be there for another few weeks. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist in Birmingham.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.